While I Live, The Ellie Chronicles. Written by John Marsden and read by Susie Doherty. We were halfway up the spur when we heard it. Homer and Gavin and I, just the three of us. The spur was steep and the rocks were loose. We slid back 2 meters for every 3 we climbed. It was about 1:15 p.m., a warm afternoon in May. It had been a hot autumn. Surrounding us was the bush, an army of twisted trees standing to attention. They wore grey-green uniforms and waved their bunches of leaves in endless, useless motion. They were the army that never went anywhere, never did anything. They were the army who cared about nothing. Sometimes, the bush is quite silent. Not often. But sometimes, around noon on a January day, when the temperature is in the high 30s, and the gum tree leaves are hanging tired and limp, and the birds stop flying, and the insects hide in shade, then all you hear is the cracking of stones and the grizzle of a lost fly. And, if you're in a paddock, the shuffle of a steer as he moves slowly to a better patch of grass. But on this May afternoon, there were the usual background noises, none of them loud, just humming away. Bees and wasps and beetles, tree branches rubbing against each other, magpies and rosellas, wagtails and wrens. Mum had a friend from the city come to stay once. I think she'd had a nervous breakdown or something. And on the third day, she ran into the house with her hands over her ears, crying. "I came here for peace and quiet, and it's nothing but noise, noise, noise!" This particular day, we were making so much noise ourselves that I hardly noticed the sounds of the bush. The clicking and rattling and clatter of sliding stones blocked out nearly everything else. And then there was the puffing and panting, from Homer especially. He was getting pretty unfit lately. He stopped and leaned against a tree, half a tree really, because it had lost most of its upper branches. He grinned at me. His face sparkled with sweat. I stopped and grinned back. Ahead of us, Gavin, head down, relentless as ever, ploughed on. "You're getting slack," I said to Homer. "Race you," he said, but he didn't move. I walked on a dozen steps. Now I was just ahead of him. "I win," I said. "Remind me again why we're doing this," he asked, wriggling his shoulders to make his pack more comfortable. "Fun," I said as firmly as I could. "Fun, pleasure, recreation, sightseeing, enjoyment." He sighed. "Some people swallow a dictionary," he said. "You have to swallow a bloody thesaurus." It was on the word thesaurus that the shots began.